special guest joining me in his studio today here on The Bottom Line Show. I'm Roger Marsh, joined by Dennis Wilson, Wilson Financial Services, 800-696-9970. Dennis, good to see you once again.
Once again, it's always good to see you, and Chewy sends his regards.
He does. As a matter of fact, as I came in the office today, he greeted me with a bark and a toy, so I think he thinks I'm part of the family now.
Yeah, he definitely thinks you're a member of the group.
Well, that's good. It's nice to be a member of the group. We haven't spoken since the election took place, and so I wanted to get a chance for us to, you know, kind of come in, get our postmortems here, because as we're nearing the end of the year, a lot of people have a lot of questions about what to do with their money, where to put their money, and I come into your office, and you are so calm. And you're so cool and collected. I would imagine a lot of Wilson Financial clients are calm right now, too. I mean, in spite of the fact that there's uncertainty in the marketplace.
There is uncertainty in the marketplace. And we really, there's uncertainty who's going to be the president, even though the election is still is over. I haven't given up hope that God's still in charge.
Amen. Amen.
And so that's really the calm that we have. We know that our clients aren't worried about the fluctuation in the market because, very frankly, our plans are long-range plans.
Amen.
And so it gives you peace of mind to know that God's in charge. And that's basically where we are right now.
Yeah.
So I am calm. I've been calm. When this pandemic hit in March, I made the mistake of drinking the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the media, the world is coming to an end.
Right.
If you watch the media, there are a lying group of, I don't even want to go there. But they had the public believing that one out of three people who are going to get this bug is going to die. That's how rotten the media is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you watch the media when it comes to the market,
same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Why? Because they love to lie. A number two, they love to spread fear. That's how they operate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't watch the news. And after 2 weeks of watching the news during that time frame when we were at the beginning of the, I realized that I can tell if somebody walks into the room and meet with me whether they have drank the Kool-Aid from CNN
mm-hmm.
or whether or not they know that it's just, that's what it is.
Yeah. And bring up an interesting point. Dennis Wilson with me today here on the Bottom Line Studios. 800-696-9970 is the number to call. It's such an interesting point. One of the things that we have always strived to do here at the Bottom Line Show, and you've played such a huge role in that, partnering with us to keep this program up and running for now in our 10th year, is the fact that we deal with reality. We deal with what's true and what's right and what's just. And obviously, there are health concerns for people whose health have been compromised. You and I both know people who've had the virus. But at the same time, that whole 33% of America is going to die because of this. I mean, 2% of the population contracted it, and 2% of those people are really at serious risk of dying. So the idea that we're trying to speak truth to the power of the media does have, on the whole, a fear-based model for operating. And I would imagine that the markets have a tendency to do that, too, trying to scare people into getting into investments that seem like they're good for them, but they're actually good for the people who are selling the investments.
Well, and that's true. You see it in every aspect of the advertising. Now it's the time to buy gold. Now is the time to buy silver. No, now is not the time to buy gold. Now is not the time.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a matter of if you have a long-range plan and you know what the tax laws are and you know what, and you stay on top of what's going on with the tax laws and the changes they made there are way more serious than who was just elected president for mm-hmm. a lot of these people,
right.
And they don't even know it.
Right.
So we go to a lot of work to make sure that we know what's going on as far as tax laws and what's going on to be in the next 4 years, what's going to take place.
Right. It's not how much you earn. It's how much you keep and how much you have to invest and give and save and leave for your kids. And that's something when you call Dennis Wilson at Wilson Financial Services, those are the kinds of questions that you're going to be asked. It's not so much a question of how much do you have to invest, but how much are you going to need when you get to that point. And Dennis, you're talking to people in their 50s and 60s who aren't quite at retirement age yet, who are saying, I want to make the long-term plan now. And that's a great call to make. Even probably people in their mid to late 40s have to start thinking about this sooner than later.
Well, the sooner they start thinking about it, the better off they are. And I want to go back to what we talked about earlier. That's really one of the things that motivates me to stay involved in with the Bottom Line Show for three reasons. Number one, you and I are friends, and that's always good. But number two, the people that come in from the Bottom Line are sincere, Christians, and we enjoy helping them. Mm. And number three, we have to combat this negative media with some semblance of Christianity.
Right.
I mean, I remember that poor that guy who called in and said he voted for Biden, and your audience just jumped all over him. Well, the poor guy's a millennial. I mean, he has a half of an excuse right there. Mm. But the other side of the coin is that they don't realize that this isn't a political issue anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not politics.
Right, right.
It is evil versus good.
Yeah.
And if you can't see the evil in certain people, then you need to ask the Holy Spirit why you can't.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. This is a darkness versus light. It's a spiritual warfare. You know, Scripture told us that, remember, and Paul wrote, this is 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
Said we don't battle against flesh and blood. We battle against principalities. And one of the reasons why I think the Bottom Line Show has been so successful is because so many people look to us as a place that says, look, we get this. You know, we understand that this is what we're fighting. Obviously, we live in the real world. I mean, if you get to retirement age and you're paying 40% of your income into taxes, that's not going to help you, and you're going to have a pretty lousy retirement. So we want to be practical about that. But when you call Dennis Wilson at 800-696-9970, you're going to get good biblical counsel, understanding this is what the financial markets are doing, but this is what's happening in the spiritual world too that could be influencing these markets. Because let's face it, capitalism in and of itself is not bad, but the evil influence in the world that gets into the capitalistic model is very, very challenging. And Dennis, that's why I love being able to tell people, when you contact Wilson Financial, if you are looking to invest in products that that you represent, I don't know that anybody who's ever been a Bottom Line listener who's contacted you in the time we've been on the air has ever lost any money. Is that an accurate statement?
I believe it's an accurate statement because it'd be the last 10 years, so it will be true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, who else can make that kind of claim, Dennis? I mean, and I mean that, I'm not just trying to, you know, pat you on the back too much here, but I mean, well, Proverbs does say, let another man praise you. So, I mean, you haven't lost any of our listeners' money.
Yeah, I sure wish that President Trump would follow that Proverbs and let the other people praise him. Mm-hmm. Because he has a tendency to pat himself on the back. And he doesn't need to do it. He's done enough to where he doesn't need to pat himself on the back.
Right,
so we won't go there.
Okay, but I'll pat you on the back. But this is very important in the times right now where people are thinking, gosh, I don't know what's going to happen in the market, to know that Wilson Financial specializes in keeping your money safe. You're not going to lose any money. The returns are going to be what the returns are. I mean, you know, the market is the market. But to know that you can invest with peace of mind and make way more money on those investments than if you put it in your bank passbook savings account and got that 0.6% or whatever they're offering these days, you're really better off putting it in the in a coffee can and burying it in the backyard than putting it in bank savings right now.
You know, it's really funny because I was reviewing a CD alternative. Because, you know, that's how we actually started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just looked at one for a client, and they were complaining because they had made 3% last year. And I said, you know, I said, I just looked at this for the last 5 years. This is the lowest year you've had.
Mm. Wow.
And I said, and your money's been liquid, and you have the other benefits that go with it. And all of a sudden, I tell people, I said, the only thing you're ever going to complain to me about is whether the return was as high as you'd like it to be. You're not mm-hmm. going to be complain about the fact that you right. lost money. That's right. not going to be an option.
Right.
And so it was kind of fun, and we chuckled about it because they happened. This particular person is a KBRT referral, and so they listened to the commercials through the years, and mm-hmm. and so it's been a fun journey, but it's right now is a trying time.
Yeah.
But the trying time is not so much about who's going to be the next president. The trying time is keeping your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Keeping your eyes on God, because he is in control. I remember when I went to Africa and they had burned every church in Niger, and I'd been there 3 months later. I says, it's going to really be amazing to see how God is going to work this out.
Yes.
How is he going to make 8:28 play out here? How is this all going to work for good? I went back the next year. All the churches had been rebuilt. The camaraderie and the unity that had been created by that situation was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to look at. With all the uncertainty of this election, just realize that how is God going to make this work?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because God's in charge.
Yeah. It's not taking the attitude of, what are we going to do? Because let's face it, when you get right down to it, the free gift of salvation is all about what God did for us.
That's exactly right.
So when it comes to what we're facing right now, and Dennis, I'm glad you brought up your African adventures, because you don't go as a sightseeing tourist. You go as a missionary to go. And I remember that time when you saw all these churches, you called back and said, hey, you know what? We just got back. They're all burned. God's going to do something amazing. But 95%+ of the area is controlled by Muslims. The only way these churches are going to get built properly is if the Christians come from all around, far and wide, to rebuild them and make that kind of stand. They did.
They did.
Showed up, and it was a huge witness.
It's exciting to see. And we really feel like we're blessed because we were able to get to Africa at the beginning of this year, right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And of course, the pandemic's had a really negative effect on Africa. But we see Africa coming out of it the other end also.
Amen.
And we see that God has been faithful in all that he's doing over there.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting time, but it's also a time where you can talk to your friends and you can literally tell which one of them are drinking the news media Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You can just tell instantly.
Right.
That because the smart ones have turned it off. They're not watching TV. They're not listening to the news. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely nothing but junk.
Right.
But the other ones have, because they have a little fear here. They have a little fear here. Look, fear is false evidence appearing real. And
Amen.
Jesus says, you know, I'm going to take care of all your fears. Cast them all on me. So I cringe when I see these people driving in their car by themselves wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, who are you afraid of?
Yeah. Who and what?
What?
Yeah.
This is a virus, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So anyway, I am completely calm about what's going on because I do know who's in control.
Amen.
And I do also know whose money it is. It's not your money. It's God's money. And
Amen.
So he's in charge.
We're stewards.
And so we help you. We try to help you put that perspective into your planning.
Yes. Well, you want to have that perspective, a biblical perspective that understands the market. And that's why I recommend Dennis Wilson at Wilson Financial Services. 800-696-9970 is the number to call. Or go to wilson-financial.com. We've got it at kbrightradio.com/Wilson Financial Services. Dennis, always a pleasure. I thank you for a dose of calm and perspective and biblical worldview on what's happening in the market from everyone here at the Bottom Line Show. Really appreciate you.
Well, you know, thank you. I enjoy your show. I like the fact that we can get a replay every now and then, and so I'm tickled to know that I'm a part of a news media, because the news media, I just, for lack of a better word, I loathe the media. I just hate what they're doing to mankind. I hate what they're doing to America. It's very biblical how I feel.
Yes.
Because God says to shun evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the news media is evil. So it's a pleasure to be with you.